morning, everybody. So as people are coming in, help them find a spot. And we begin our practice sitting comfortably on the mat, closing our eyes. We begin with a time of tuning in, becoming more centered, coming inside. The centerpiece of our practice is our breath. Breathing deeply begins the process of healing. Focusing on our breath helps us to quiet our busy mind. It begins the process of letting go. So as we come to the poses today, step into them as if you were trying on a new article of clothing. Come to the pose, see how it fits. If it doesn't fit you just right, then you can tailor it. Take it in a little here, let it out a little there, until it fits you just perfectly. Because that's what we want to find, that place where the pose fits you perfectly. Because our goal is not trying to create some specific thing with our body so that we look like the person beside us or the picture in a magazine. The goal is to find the place in each pose where you can allow yourself to let go of what you don't need, so that you can release the feelings of being run down and worn out and leave here instead feeling joyful and inspired. So staying with our deep breath, let's begin to move. First, just dropping our head down and letting it rock from side to side. Coming then to our center, we take our hands to our heart in a prayer. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. And with the next inhale, let hands begin to reach up. The inner fingers open like they're a flower opening up into the day's sun. And then exhale, let that flower close back into your heart again. Each breath, let the flower reach up and open, symbolizing the way that you will be opening today. With eyes closed, we just move to the flow of our breath, unaware of the movement beside us. And just focused on our own breath, our own body, our own heart. Now, the next time that flower returns to your heart, just remain there for a moment. And today we're inspired in our practice by these words from Julia Butterfly Hill. What calls you to be bigger and more powerful than you ever imagined? Now with an inhale, sweep arms into the sky. Exhaling, let's fold forward. Hands come onto the mat. With fingers planted, let's step our feet back. Downward facing dog. Curling our toes under, we reach our hips into the sky and we stretch like a dog stretches when it gets up from a long nap. Many of the poses in yoga named after animals who are so in tune to their body. So find that intuition that you have for your body and stretch into places that need stretching. Lift onto the toes, lower one heel at a time down to the ground. Finding that intuitive wisdom, that connection that you have to your body. Now walking our hands back to our feet.
We feel our feet planted here as we hang down in a standing forward bend. Try it on for size. Take it in a little here, take it out a little there until it fits your body just right. And you can begin to feel the letting go. What calls you to be bigger and more powerful than you ever imagined? Now hands come back onto the mat and we'll walk our hands forward. Let's find our way again to downward facing dog for another wonderful stretch. And then we set our knees down onto the mat and our hips onto our heels. And with an inhale, open your arms, let your heart spread open wide. And then exhale, take a nice deep bow. And just flow, dancing to the rhythm of your breath. Every inhale, the heart shines. Every exhale, we bow. Once more, let your heart spread open wide. And exhale, bow. This is child's pose. Stretch it out a little more by reaching your hips back and your hands forward. And anytime you'd like to stop and rest or reflect or just take a moment to take it all in, child's pose is here, available, welcoming you back. So come here as often and whenever you would like. But since we're just starting, let's keep moving. Fingers open wide, toes curling under hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's step our right foot forward. Lay the left knee to the mat. Inhale, reach up, kneeling lunge. And again, we flow. Exhaling, coming down. Arms reach behind us. And with an inhale, to the sky. So the dance of movement and breath continues. If our mind wanders back into the territory of our thoughts, just come back again and again to your breath. Quieting our mind, such a critical part of this practice, and our breath, the centerpiece. One more inhale to the sky, and one more exhale, take hands to the mat. Step the right foot back. Inhaling, let's shift forward, taking shoulders over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, bend the elbows lower down. Inhale, shoulders curl back, and the heart lifts. This is cobra. And exhaling, reach hips into the heels, child's pose. Once again, inhale, come forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And exhaling, child's pose. With a tuck of our toes, our hips again soar into the sky, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward. Right knee under the mat, inhale to the sky. And dance with your breath. Exhale, come forward, reach back. If you feel steady, feel free to close your eyes and just be in the rhythm of your movement, the rhythm of your breath. One more inhale reaches up, and the exhale comes back down. Step back. Inhale, shift forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, cobra. And exhaling, it's back again, child's pose. Now just let this keep flowing through you. With every breath, there's a movement. With every movement, there's a breath. Warming our body from the inside out. This flow one more time. Let it settle you back into child's pose. And here we'll wait a moment. We'll let everyone else meet us in child's pose. And then we'll move on together. Fingers wide open, toes curl under, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. With an inhale, we rise up. Exhale, as hands come to the heart, let's sit down into chair. Inhale to the sky. Exhale, come halfway down with arms reaching behind. And with an inhale, scoop the arms forward. Exhale, forward bend. Inhale, rise up. Exhale, hands to the heart, sit down into chair. Inhale, prayer to the sky. Exhale, halfway down, arms back. Inhale, reach forward. Exhale, forward bend. Inhale, come all the way up again. This time as we exhale, hands come to the heart and we step to the front of our mat. A sun salutation now. Inhale, reach up, celebrate the sun that's shining today. Exhale, sit hips down into chair, this time with arms in the sky. Inhale, rise up. If your back's happy, you can take a little back bend here. And exhale, dive all the way down. Inhaling, we lift up halfway, lengthening our spine, our back. Exhale, take hands to the mat, step the right leg back. Either kneeling lunge like before, or if you prefer, a straight leg lunge. Inhaling, arms circle into the sky, and with an exhale, right back down to the mat. Step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back to downward facing dog. Right leg now into the sky. Step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhale, come to the mat. Let's step forward. Inhale, like the sun rising in the morning. Exhale, chair. Inhale, reach up. Again, the back bend is here if it feels good for you. Try it on for size. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, lay hands to the mat. Let's step the left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, we move with breath, stepping back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog. And left leg into the sky. Step or help your left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And with an exhale, we come down. Let's step to the front. Inhale, the sun rises. And exhaling, chair. Inhale, into the sky with a back bend if you want. And exhale, swoop down. Inhale, halfway lift. And with an exhale, we take our hands to the mat. We step our feet back. And let's make our way into downward facing dog. And here we take a moment to pause. Feel the centerpiece of your practice, your breath, flowing in and out. Practice in the way that you can maintain that steady rhythm and that deep connection to your breath. What calls you to be bigger and more powerful than you ever imagined? So now that our body is a little more warmed up, a little looser, a little happier, let's move to our standing flow. So looking to our hands, we walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. Take an inhale right up into the sky. Exhaling, hands to the heart as we sit down into chair. Time we'll stay here just a little bit longer. Our hips, our heels heavy, pushing down toward the mat, but our heart light and lifted. Feel that centerpiece of your breath and try this pose on for size. Take it out a little here, take it in a little there so it fits you just right. May I be powerful. May I be bigger and more powerful than I ever imagined. Now inhale, reach up, let your arms open, joyfully saying yes with your body. Inhale to the sky. Exhale, dive all the way down. Cross your right fingertips or cross your body and grab the outside of your left ankle. And then let's spin the left arm into the sky as we come to our first twist. Twisting our heart around to the left. May I let go of those things I don't need. Feel the release that comes as you come to this twist. And the twist unwinds. Inhale, let the sun rise. Open arms into a big, beautiful yes with your heart lifted. May I be joyful.
Reach to the sky, hands to a prayer, sit down into chair. Take that prayer into your heart, bending the knees with heels and hips heavy but heart light and lifted. Breathing deeply, may I be strong, may I be powerful. And then launch up, open up into that big beautiful yes again. Reach to the sky. Exhale, dive all the way down. This time we'll cross the left hand across our body and grab the outside of the right ankle. Spinning our right arm to the sky takes us to twist in the opposite direction. Ah, letting go. May I let go of what I do not need so that I can be so much more of what I am. Unwind the twist. Inhale to the sky. Exhale, open your arms, open your heart, look up, joyful. Arms to the sky, hands to the heart, sit down into chair one more time. This chair a little deeper, hips reaching back farther, knees bending deeper. But heart so lifted, so present. And then once more, joyfully reach up, let your arms open wide into a big yes. And then reach to the sky, exhale, come all the way down. Hands to the mat, walk or jump your feet back. Vinyasa, inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, it's back to downward facing dog. Let's walk our hands back to our feet. With an inhale, rise up. Exhaling, bend the knees deeply, swing the arms down, and then swing them up again several times. And then to the sky. Exhale, diving down. Hands come to the mat, our hands walk forward. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back again, downward facing dog. Right leg to the sky. Step the right foot forward. Lay the bottom foot flat to the mat. Reach up, warrior one. Feet both planted firmly on the ground. We feel the foundation here as our heart lifts higher. Find the centerpiece of your breath. And adjust this pose. Tailor it to fit you perfectly. Let it out a little here. Take it in a little there. Until it's the perfect fit. May I be courageous. May I be bigger and more powerful than I ever dreamed. Now hands to the heart, we step forward. Inhale to the sky. Exhale, dive into a forward bend. Step the right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So again, as you try it on for size, decide whether you want to have your knee up or down. What helps you to breathe steady and evenly. Face both hips straight ahead. Navel, heart, straight forward. It's a forward facing pose. Reach up. May I reach for my dream. And then extend forward. Create a diagonal line in your body that reaches from the tips of your fingers all the way down your body and make it even longer. And then sweep the arms behind you. Lace fingers together and begin to push the hands back as your torso lifts up. Shoulders roll back and heart becomes more and more open. May I be happy with an open heart. Release hands to the sky. Right back to that lunge or kneeling lunge. Hands to the heart. Let's add another twist. Twisting our right elbow across our left thigh. Slide in nice and deep here. Lengthen your spine and then twirl your heart around to the left. Try it on for size. Take it in a little here. Take it out a little there until it fits you just perfectly. And you can really enjoy the letting go sensation in this twist. Where is that for you? (Clears throat)
Now the twist unwinds, hands come to the mat. Let's pick up our back foot and set it down flat. And as we do, we'll straighten both legs, pyramid pose. Now once the legs are steady and foundational, lengthen the spine and just feel your way there. Try it on for size, tailor it to your body until it's the perfect fit. May I be grounded. Feel the incredible grounding of your feet in this pose. The support of the back leg as the front leg begins to gently open. You're steady. Find the structure that allows you to stretch into your body. And then hands to the mat, step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, arch up. And with an exhale, back to downward facing dog. Walk hands back to the feet. Inhale to the sky. Exhale, bend the knees, swing the arms up and down. Reach to the sky, exhale, dive to the earth. Hands to the mat, walk hands forward. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, it's back to downward facing dog. Left leg to the sky. Step the left foot forward. Lay the back foot down flat, reach up, warrior one. Feel the grounding and the uplifting at the same time. May I be courageous. So those words we began with were from Julia Butterfly Hill, a great example of a peaceful warrior who stood up for what she believed in, sitting in a redwood tree for more than 2 years to save the destruction of the forest. What calls you to be bigger and more powerful than you ever imagined? Hands to the heart, step forward. Inhale, touch the sky. Exhale, dive all the way down. Hands come to the mat, the left foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Try it on for size. Tailor it to your body, to your needs, to your wants. Where does it feel amazing? Where does your breath travel deeper? Where do you feel the letting go of the demands, the stress, the tension of your busy life? So that instead of feeling run down and worn out, you can feel joyful and inspired. Now reach forward, long diagonal line, extend it. Really feel your body reach. Hands behind the back, fingers joined together, roll the shoulders back, push the hands back. Let your heart be wide open. May I be happy. Arms to the sky. Hands to the heart. Let's twist again. This time taking left elbow across the right thigh. Slide in like a vine wrapped around a trellis. Lengthen and twist your heart this time to the right. If it feels unsteady, feel free to take your knee down. Tailor it to your body. Even as we squeeze our belly in this twist, the breath is deep. Where is that for you? Unwinding the twist, hands to the mat, pick up the back foot, set it down flat. Pyramid pose, straighten the legs, lengthen the spine. May I be grounded. What in life gives you your roots? Helps you feel supported? Breathe in the energy of those people who support you. Hands to the mat, now step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back to downward facing dog, walk hands back to the feet. Inhale to the sky. Exhale, bend the knees, swing. Once more, inhale, reach up, take a nice big dive with the exhale back to the earth. Walk hands forward. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling back, downward facing dog. Let's step into our last standing flow now. Right leg reaching up into the sky. As we step forward, this time take a bigger step. Legs wide apart for warrior two. Both feet flat down, bending the front knee as we reach our arms. So this time, instead of our hips, navel, and heart pointing straight ahead, they face the side. But we turn our head to look forward. And really reach so that your heart grows more open. May I be compassionate. May I be generous. Feel as our body's warmer now, how our hips are opening a little more and the letting go grows greater. And straighten the legs, reach to the sky, hands overhead. Turn the right foot around to the long side of the mat, sun breaths. Exhale, dive all the way down, arms wide as the sun. Inhale, the sun rises. Flow up and down a couple more times. And then let arms meet overhead. And then take arms parallel to the floor. Let's turn warrior two to the other side by turning our left foot to the back of the mat. Bending the left knee. And extending into that warrior two. So in this flow, we're going to go from the front of the mat to the back of the mat several times. So each time we do, you'll make those little adjustments you need to in your feet and legs. But once you find your way into the pose, try it on for size. Take it in a little where you need to. Let it out a little where you need to. Until you feel your heart open. Your hips gently releasing. The compassion and generosity. Arms to the sky overhead. Turn the feet around to the long side. Sun breaths. Exhale, dive down. Inhale, flowing up. Following your breath. Knees can bend, legs can be straight. What do you like? Reach arms to the sky. Take hands parallel to the floor. Warrior two, facing the front of the mat. Adjust the feet. Expand the body. Now, without changing the position of the legs, take a little reach forward and turn the right hand up. Now, streak it across the sky into the reverse warrior. The left hand drips down the left leg, and we reach behind our head with the right arm, stretching the right side of our body. May I stretch into places that are uncomfortable for me so that I can be powerful and more magical than I ever imagined. Left arm meets the right, straighten the legs, turn feet around to the long side, sun breath. And then when arms reach overhead, take hands parallel to the floor. Turn your warrior two to the back end of the mat. Give yourself the time to try it on for size and tailor it to your body. Keep the legs as they are, a little reach forward. Turn the left hand up. Streak it across the sky behind your head. Reverse warrior to open the left side body. Really stretch into the rib cage, the side waist. Find the letting go of this pose. Right hand reaches up to meet the left. Turn feet around to the long side. Sun breaths. All the way down and all the way up as you dance with your breath. Every breath is celebration. Let every pose be a gift you give to yourself, all wrapped up in your breath.
Arms to the sky, arms parallel to the floor, warrior two to the front of the mat. Last time on this side. So really extend, expand, explore. What calls you to be more powerful and strong than you ever imagined? Take the right hand forward, turn it up, reach back, reverse warrior. This time bend the right arm light across the right thigh. Left fingers to the sky. Side angle pose. In this side angle pose, we really get to express the opening of our body. Our left shoulder rolls back as our heart lifts up. Our eyes follow the line of our left hand right into the sky. Really feel the freedom and the expansion here. And then scoop the right arm up to meet the left. Turn the feet to the long side of the mat. Sun breaths. Hands meet overhead and then arms parallel to the floor. Last time, warrior two to the back side of the mat. The left foot pointing straight to the back end of your mat so that our knee and toes point in the same direction. Expand. May I be generous. Little reach forward. Left hand streaks across the sky. Reverse warrior. And then bend left arm across left thigh. Side angle pose. This time right fingers to the sky. Open your body. Find the most beautiful expression of space and length. Joyful celebration. Scoop the left arm up to meet the right. Turn feet around to the long side of the mat, sun breath. Now next time hands come overhead, let them meet in a prayer and take that prayer into your heart. One more experience here, standing back bend. So really find a nice foundation for your back bend. Once you find that support through your feet and legs, take hands around to your low back. Make fists here. Begin to lift up taller and then roll your shoulders back, expressing your heart toward the sky. Where for you does this feel magical? Find the place where it's safe. Try it on. Adjust it. May I be loving. May my heart be open to give and receive love fully. Slowly then, your back bend rises. Hands shift around to the hips. We spill that back bend into a forward bend. Hands drop down to the floor and for a moment hang into gravity. After the energy, the euphoria of that back bend, a nice calming forward bend. Now we walk our hands around to the front of our mat, adjusting our feet along the way. Step back, our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, it's back to downward facing dog. And then we lay our knees to the mat. We reach our hips into the nest of our heels. And we welcome ourselves home to child's pose. Enjoy this chance to rest and receive the gifts of your practice so far. Take it all in. What calls you to be more, to be bigger and more powerful than you ever imagined? Can you feel your whole body breathing? Can you feel every cell singing a song of celebration? No longer worn down, worn out. Beginning to feel more of who we are, more connected to joy and inspiration than before.
Asana, looking to the front of our mat, let's spread our fingers open wide again. Curl our toes under.
And reach hips to the sky, downward facing dog.
Take a little slower walk with the feet up to meet the hands. And let it be a nice long inhale that gently rolls you then up to stand.
Arms reach up to a prayer. And we welcome that prayer back to our heart. So now let's begin an experience with balancing. We'll balance first on the right leg, and we start today with tree pose. So plant your right foot. When you feel steady, you feel your roots grow deep. Take the left foot to the ankle or the calf or the thigh of the right leg. Find your center. Feel free to expand into branches if you want to. Try it on for size. Balance is all about focus and presence. There's no judgment here. If you need to step down, step down. It's all good. Imagine you were that redwood tree, 1,000 years old, and someone loved you and saved you. Now reach to the sky. Take hands straight up, parallel to the floor. Bring the left leg forward. Lift it high. From the top of that tree, eagle pose. Wrap the left leg around the right. Cross the right arm over the left. Take your shoulders in your hands or bring the forearms together. Perched high in that tree, an eagle. With amazing power and vision. It's a majestic bird. Feel yourself noble and majestic. And then unwind the arms, reach them to the sky, and let your eagle soar. Unwind the left leg, send it behind your body, warrior three. Arms in whatever direction help you to fly. Be the eagle soaring on wings of strength, wherever that is for you today. What calls you to be bigger and more powerful than you ever imagined? And then come back down for a gentle landing. Relax your body for a moment. And let's experience that balancing now on the other side. Planting the left foot and growing the roots to keep us incredibly strong. Right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Finding our center, branching out, whatever works for you. Where do you connect to being focused? Where do you feel your breath? Where can you express a feeling of joy, inspiration? 1,000-year-old redwood tree. Reach to the sky. Take arms parallel to the earth, eagle pose. Bring the right knee forward, wind it around the left leg. Take the left arm over the right. Whatever variation of this pose fits for you, that's where you should be. A bald eagle, its white head lifted proudly. So focused, so steady, so powerful. And then wings reaching up. Let's soar. Unwind the leg. Reach the right leg behind. Soar into warrior three. On your wings of strength. Using the waves of your breath. And then back down to a gentle landing. Relax and release your body. And then take one big breath into the sky, full of celebration. Exhale, dive down to the earth. Hands to the mat, step your feet back now. And once again, let's lay our knees down, reach our hips into our heels. We find our way back again to child's pose. Walking hands up to the right side of the mat, stretching into the left side of our body. Enjoying the opening of this side bend again. Back to center. Walk hands over to the left, stretch into the right side of your body.
heads back once again to center. Once more, our fingers are spread open wide. We curl our toes under. We lift hips to the sky. Downward facing dog. But we're slowing down now and coming to some longer, slower, deeper releases. Sit the right leg forward. Lay the left knee onto the mat. Let's lift our right hand and move it to the inside of our right foot as we heel toe our right foot to the right edge of our mat. Maybe you'll be able to deepen the stretch through your left leg a little bit. And if possible, you can come onto your forearms, but try it on for size. Some like the option of slipping the right hand underneath and around the outside of the right ankle. Take it in a little here. Let it out a little there until it's just right for you. In this pose, we're stretching the hip flexor on the right leg, groin area. So where can you relax and release and breathe here to facilitate the letting go? Come back onto the hands now. Heel toe the right foot across to the left side of your mat as we enter pigeon pose. We'll lay that right knee down on the mat. Take a few moments to adjust, to tailor the pose to your body. You have an option to lift the heart high or to lay it down or maybe even roll onto your back and take the reclining variation. Wherever you choose to find your letting go, just close your eyes and be there. May I be free. With every breath, the emotional tension we store in our hips is gently released. So many of us have tight hips. We store emotional baggage here. So with each breath, with each little letting go, we feel better. We move more easily. Be free. And then gently take hands onto the mat. Curl your left toes under. Let's step our way back to downward facing dog and take a moment to feel. And then same experience on the other side. Step the left foot forward. Right knee comes to the mat. Take the left hand to the inside of the foot as you heel toe to the edge of your mat. And then deepen to wherever your body invites you. Yoga should never be a wrestling match or a tug of war. Find the place that feels good. And then let your breath take you deeper. Not necessarily deeper on the physical level, but deeper on the letting go. Deeper into the connection with joy and inspiration. And back to the hands. Heel toe the right, left foot across to the right, pigeon pose. Any variation of hip opening that feels good for your body. Close your eyes and really be in this moment. The centerpiece of your breath. Clearing your mind. Washing away the tension in your body. May I be free. Slowly, then again, our hands will come onto the mat. The right toes turn under. We step back for our last downward facing dog. Give yourself a moment to feel, to push away from your hands as far as you can go. What calls you to be bigger and more more powerful than you ever imagined. Lay knees to the mat. Crossing our ankles, let's swing our hips over our feet and we come to sit. Legs extending forward now for a forward bend. With an inhale, let your heart lift into your breath. Reach up. Exhale, tip the hips forward. Close your eyes. Enter this forward bend. Not a tug of war. Be where you're comfortable. And just breathe. May I be peaceful. In this forward bend, there's this natural coming inward. We've folded ourselves inside, and we've shut ourselves off a bit from the rest of the world. What is your inner experience? Walking hands up the legs. Let's bend our knees and lay down onto our back. Gently lower down. Hug knees into your body. For a moment, just rock side to side on your back to discover a place where you feel comfortable and centered. And we come to some abdominal strengthening. Take hands onto your knees. Spread your knees open wide with feet together. Arms to the floor behind your head. Now, running up through the center of our body is a column of strength. Let's access that as we reach fingers to the sky. And then with that column of strength, lift head and shoulders right off the ground and reach right through your legs. Keep breathing. And then lower down. Bring the knees together. Point arms up first so you're not swinging with your arms. And then the column of strength. Now, including the obliques as we reach to the left side of our knees. Come back down. Spread the knees apart, come to center, not by swinging, but using that center of strength in your body. Come back down, this time we'll go to the right. Come back down and flow through a second time, guide yourself. Come into center each time. This strong center. We've been subtly engaging throughout our practice, but now we give it some special focus because it's so important in helping us keep our back safe and strong and having that powerful center to help us feel bigger and more powerful than we ever imagined. Now, when your flow takes you the final time to center, reach right through, grab the outsides of your feet, and bring your feet up as if they were walking on the sky with knees dropping to the sides of your ribcage. Again, exploring a little opening in the hips. And then stretch your legs into a big wide open V. If you can hold your feet, great. If not, just take the inner thighs. And then bring the feet in, release the legs, come back onto the mat. So we're at the time of our practice now for inversions. So you'll have a couple of options. If you feel safe taking a shoulder stand, gently lift hips and legs up above your shoulders, using your hands as a support. Another option is a bridge pose, planting feet firmly on the mat, pushing into the floor to peel the hips and spine off the ground and create a bridge with your body. So go to whichever pose feels like the one for you. Try it on for size. Take it in a little here, take it out a little there. Of rejuvenation in these poses, our heart elevated above our head, giving priority to the heart for a little while. These poses, wonderful anti-aging remedies,
can almost feel the years washing away. The centerpiece of your practice, your breath, flowing in and flowing out. And now carefully, gently, begin your way back onto the mat. One vertebra at a time, lowers back onto the floor. If you've been in the bridge pose today, because there's a back bend in that bridge, hug your knees and your back will be so happy. And then we'll take fish pose. Feet are on the floor. We lift our hips enough to slide our hands underneath. And then laying our legs out onto the floor, let's sit on our hands, tucking our elbows and forearms under our back. Shoulders roll back as heart flies into the sky on wings of our collarbones. Lay your head back until the neck and throat are wide open. What calls you to be bigger and more powerful than you ever imagined? Now carefully bring the head back up and let that fish pose come back onto the floor. Hands slide out from under the hips, and now we'll reach our arms to the floor behind our head. One final gift for our body, wrapped up in our breath, one last twist. So when you feel long, reach down, grab your right knee, cradle it into your body. Guide that right knee across to the left, and turn your head to the right. Hips getting a little softer, face a little softer, jaw held loosely. Embracing the twists and curves of the spiraling twist in your body. Enjoying the letting go. Now release the left hand. Allow yourself to roll back onto your back again. And if you scoot it a little off center, that's fine. Just come back to where you feel nice and centered. And then again, take a moment to lengthen by stretching the arms and the legs away from your body. Cradle the left leg. Guide it across to the right. Look to the left. Squeezing the digestive organs, healing back and spine. And letting go. Letting go of what we are not so we can be much more of who we really are at our very best without the effects of stress and tension. Right hand releases. We make our way onto our mat one final time. Find the center of your mat. If you'd like to get something to stay warm, feel free to do that. Lay your body now completely to the safe support of the floor. Close your eyes. This is our final relaxation, the time in which our body absorbs all of the benefits of our practice, multiplies the gifts we receive. To take the time to just be here, breathing in and out and receiving. This is from Julia Butterfly Hill. This is how we create the world we want to live in. By being bold enough to dream the impossible dream, even if it defies the status quo or others think it is crazy. Then we have to be bold enough to live our dream in such an inspired way that others join us, saying, that's the world I want to live in. Often we feel overwhelmed and isolated and think, I'm just one person. How can I make a real difference? And sometimes it's easier to shut down because we're busy and there's so much wrong in the world. One of yoga's greatest lessons is reminding us of the power of union. When we are on the mat and our breath is not in union with our poses, there is struggle and disharmony, a lack of peace and joy. But when breath and poses are in unison, We are in a divine flow, and we can see the possibility for growth in the midst of challenges, adversity, and fear. The same is true of our work in the world. Connection and union translate to peace, power, and joy in our activism, just as they do on the mat. Yoga helps make the difference between becoming worn out and discouraged, that the world is not what we want, versus being happy, lit up, and at peace. It's the difference between living life as a reaction against what we don't like, and living in alignment and connection with the vision we hold for the world. Consciousness alone won't change the world. But consciousness in action will. So uncover your purpose by asking, who am I supposed to be in my life? There is a symbolic redwood tree for every single one of us. What do you want your legacy to be? What calls you to be bigger and more powerful than you ever imagined? May I be inspired. This space is available for you to linger in this blissful relaxation for as long as you'd like. And then when you feel ready to bring your practice to a close, whether that's now or later, take a moment first for whatever closure you find meaningful. And when your heart has embraced that closure of your own, then roll over onto your right side. Pause there, inspired and joyful. And then finally, when you're ready, return to the comfortable seated position where we began our practice today. And let this final moment be a moment of gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, and for how amazing you feel. And as we begin, we drop our head down and let it rock from side to side. And then back at our center, an inhale carries our arms to the sky. Our hands join in a prayer. That prayer comes first to our forehead for inspiration in our thoughts today. To our lips for inspiration in our words. And to our heart for inspiration in our heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste. Have a great day, wonderful weekend.